Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. This is Jack McGurk along with John Charan bringing you this half hour of discussion of issues related to veterans and the active military. Now, here's John.
Why, thanks, Jack. We have a busy show today, and we'll be getting to various news items, but there's an interview that I've been wanting to run for some time. I had the opportunity to speak with fellow named Rob O'Neill. That name might not be familiar to you in the listening audience, but if you've been to the movies any time in the last 5 or 7 years, you probably have seen stories that talk about his exploits. Rob O'Neill is the former leader of the Navy's SEAL Team 6, and his stories were graphically told in the movies Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg, Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks, and Zero Dark 30 with Jessica Chastain. I had the chance to speak with him earlier this year at the NASCAR race, the Camping World 500 at Phoenix International Raceway, and he told us a little bit about what he's doing today and some of his efforts to try to help veterans.
I'm here at Phoenix International Raceway with a person who represents the best of what America can be. I'm here with Rob O'Neill, the former team leader of SEAL Team 6. And Rob, you're here representing your grateful nation. Let's talk a little bit about what your grateful nation is and what it hopes to do for our veterans.
Well, first of all, John, thanks for the interview today. It's great to get the word out. Your grateful nation, it's a foundation that helps military veterans, right now special operators, transition from the military to the private sector. I'm a co-founder. The reason that I helped start it was when I got out of the Navy as a SEAL, I'd been in not quite 17 years and was honorably discharged, but then there's no pension unless you do 20. And the transition process seemed to be a little more difficult than I thought it would be. But I also realized that there are people and companies out there who want to hire guys that have a lot of the skills that come from special operators, like how to manage stress, work with a team, know how to lead and be led, take orders, give orders, but ultimately loyal to each other and want to complete the mission. So I was, you know, I was able to get a couple of opportunities with a speaking agency, with Fox News, and then I met other people that want to hire. So we sort of became a bridge for companies that can mentor the men and women who come out of the special operator. And it started off as a let's help the vets get jobs, but now it's let's help the vets get jobs and we'll make your company a better place because of the people we're able to give them.
Now, your time in the military, you were in SEAL Team 6.
Yes.
You've been involved with quite a few operations, most of which we can't go into detail about what they were. What does special operations do that differentiates it from, say, the regular portions of the service? I know that there's a greater discipline and there's much more emphasis on precision, but to explain to our audience, what does a SEAL team member do that a normal military person might not?
Well, the special operators, ideally go after high-value individuals, high-value targets, like the Saddam Husseins, the Osama bin Laden type things, and they're the guys that can do pinpoint stuff. They don't need all of the infrastructure that a conventional unit will need. They're able to strike fast and light and get out. Right now, especially in the fluid environment that we have, especially in places like Syria, like Iraq, like Yemen, Somalia, where you don't want a big presence, but you're able to make they're big force multipliers for our partners over there who happen to be conventional units because they bring stuff. They can call in fire support. They can call in casualty evacuation, things like that. So special operators are basically the varsity crew. They're the ones that you can trust on no-fail missions. Not that you can't trust the conventional forces, but just the higher value targets. Like I was involved with the rescue of the lone survivor in 2005 in Afghanistan. I was involved with the rescue of Captain Richard Phillips in 2009 for Somali pirates. I was involved with the capture-kill mission for Osama bin Laden in 2011. This kind of stuff special operations do.
How does a person who's been involved in such a high-stress environment transition to the private sector?
Well, it's an interesting transition because we are really good at managing stress in the military and realizing that stress, a lot of stress is in your head and you're able to control it. Well, I myself would count before a mission to keep my mind up and things, and realization that panicking is not going to help. It's okay to be afraid, but you know, just freaking out is not going to help. And the people underneath you, the junior people, they see what you project. So if you can project calm, they'll be calm. And that's kind of how we manage it. And now it's not necessarily life or death, so the stress isn't as great. It is a different kind of stress because obviously you want to pay the bills. The Navy's not paying the mortgage anymore and you need to do stuff. But I've just found from my experience, I'm able to bring that to different places. So I can still use the same mindset, the same attitudes. And you know, just kind of worrying about stuff isn't going to help. Worrying about the past and worrying about the future. You need to kind of get into the now. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast type of mentality.
Now, you're here at the track today. Today is Sunday, our biggest race day up here. But you've been here all week.
I'm flying in between here and Pebble Beach, which is not a bad thing to do. So I get to take you some NASCAR today and maybe some golf tonight. We'll see how that goes. But we've been just raising awareness, raising funds, going to shooting range, things like that. Some of the guys that we have here, Director of Operations Rob Clapper's been out doing that stuff for them, bringing people in and letting them do cool stuff, raising awareness, raising funds, and hopefully getting those relationships that will bring more veterans into the private sector.
Now, is this your first involvement with racing? Because if you're not familiar, racing has a very close tie with the military, especially here. Here we've got Luke Air Force Base, which is right around the corner. A lot of racing. Whenever you watch it on television, especially in pre-race ceremonies, you see great honor and great respect shown to the military. Have you been involved with racing before, and what's your experience in racing?
I haven't been involved with racing. This is the first time that NASCAR has helped us, Spin Fox Sports helped us, your great formation, become a part of it, again, to raise the awareness. I have been to two races, but one NASCAR race in Charlotte. I was able to get in the infield. I went to the driver's meeting, and I saw the pit crews work, and just the patriotism, this is the most patriotic sport in the world, in the country especially, and the former military guys that are in the pits, watching the pit crew work, watching the spotters, watching the driver who communicates, you know, the way that it works is it's almost like a total military environment. There's so much going on behind the scene, and it all comes down to the driver, who would sort of be like the special operator, but I mean, he's not doing anything without that crew, getting the tires changed out, getting how many gallons of gas in, and just the effective communication going on between the entire team and the driver, because there's not a lot of time for nonsense and noise. Well, there's a lot of noise, but that's coming from the car itself. But they're
be like gunfire. Or
no, it is too. It is. It's a whole only shoot at what you want to hit, and that's what they're doing. They're not talking to hear themselves talk. They're giving you a message. It's effective communication. And when they're done saying what they're saying, they stop saying it. There's so much going on behind the scenes in NASCAR. I had no idea, and it's just always something to come here, hear the national anthem, hear a prayer, and then a rolling start. I mean, nothing more American than that, other than the thing of pretzels and cheese over there. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, how long has your grateful nation been around, and where have you seen it grown, and where would you like
We started off 3 years ago, very, very small. Again, my associate, Rob Clapper, who's running his former Army Special Operator. I'm a former Navy Special Operator. And we've gone from kind of a two-man thing with a few mentors up to where we are now. And where we see it going now, we just want to expand. We want to have more jobs than we have applicants. We want to have as many applicants as we can. I'd like to see it spread from Special Operations into everybody, where there's a place for a veteran. And no company's going to be disappointed hiring a veteran. We've actually proven that. I've seen some companies have been worried before because this media hype, a lot of this politically correct hype about post-traumatic stress and crazy people. These are not crazy people. You're getting these veterans. I mean, the positive attitudes, even with people that have lost limbs, you won't see negativity. If negativity comes this way, it tells them to get out of it. They don't want to hear any of that stuff. Positive people, great work ethics, and just team, the definition of team.
And if somebody wants to contribute and participate, or they know somebody who might need some help, how can they get in touch
with you? The easiest place to get in touch is at yourgratefulnation.org. Uh-huh. And it's a very easy website, a couple cool pictures, great stories, testimonials, and a way to contact right through there. And I mean, it can be from anything to a donate now and giving a few bucks so that we can keep the operations running, or to a company that wants to hire some of the best people in the world. You can do all of it from right there at yourgratefulnation.org.
Well, on behalf of the American Legion, I'm John Chirin for the Sons of the American Legion Radio saying thank you, Rob O'Neill, for your service to our country, and thank you for trying to help our veterans.
Outstanding. Thanks, John. Going to be a good race.
That's Rob O'Neill, who rose to the rank of Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator and was the recipient of 52 military decorations, including 2 Silver Stars, 4 Bronze Stars, and eventually became known throughout the media as the man who fired the shots that killed Osama bin Laden. His story is told in the book, The Operator. You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX and WVOX.com. We'll be back with more news about veterans in the active military, so stay tuned.